The Goldwater Institute had sued to challenge a federal law that requires Native American children removed from the home to be placed with a Native American family. On Monday, a panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out the suit, saying the argument is moot because the families Goldwater represented have already adopted their Native American children. And with us to explain more is Mary Jo Pitzel of the Arizona Republic. Mary Jo, what was the Goldwater Institute argument when it came to the Native American adoption law? They've tried this in multiple states, so what's at the core here?
In Arizona, the core of what they're saying is that when you have a situation where you have a Native American child who is not living on the reservation, who's living off reservation, that child's been removed from their parents' home and put into a foster care system, they should be able to be adopted by a non-Native family, because that is not removing the child from his or her culture on the reservation because they were never there.
Now, what the Ninth Circuit ruled has to do with the fact that these children have already been adopted, but Goldwater is still contending the federal law is not appropriate.
Correct. Yeah. In this case, you know, the case started a couple of years ago with, I think, involving four different children who were being sought for adoption by a non-Native couples in Arizona. Over the course of those years, they succeeded in making those adoptions and bringing those children into their families. Therefore, the court said, well, then you've suffered no harm. This federal Indian Child Welfare Act apparently, you know, didn't impede you because you got what you wanted. You were able to adopt these children. Goldwater's point is that, but look at all the pain and hoops that we had to jump through to make these adoptions happen. It should not be this difficult.
Is there a way to clarify why the law was enacted in the first place? What was the reasoning behind this particular law to be put in place? Was it actually meant to do good?
Yes, I think from reading the intent of the congressional language back in 1978 when the law was passed, the intent was to retain and try to restore some of the cultural heritage of Indian children, to stop the practice of them being removed. This came after the era of Indian boarding schools had pretty much wound down, although I don't think it was totally gone by 1978. And it was to acknowledge the right of the sovereign right of Native American people to raise their children in their own culture.
Now, the story you wrote for AZ Central, Timothy Sandifer of Goldwater, did not have necessarily nice things to say about the state's interest in this. What did he say, and how did the Attorney General respond?
Yeah, that was interesting. Of course, the children in question here were removed from their the homes where they were living by the state Department of Child Safety. So the AG's office defends them in this. And Sandifer said the state should not be taking any role in any piece of defense of this law, he believes, because their duty is to protect every child in the state. And this is not a form of protection. So he believed that they should have used this opportunity, this podium, to speak out against the federal law. Instead, they were listed as defendants, and I believe the AG's office actually, you know, later said, well, we were just there to defend the process. We're not talking about the act itself. Since there were a couple of, you know, somewhat sharp elbows being thrown here, the AG's office couldn't resist pointing out that the very law that the Goldwater Institute is challenging was supported by Senator Barry Goldwater.
Now, Mary Jo, my last question was going to be about the next step. I presume Goldwater has indicated it would appeal. Anything else to say about that?
I haven't researched it, but they did mention that there is a case in Texas that has similar characteristics to this very one. It's in district court, federal court in Texas right now. They want to see how that one resolves and then incorporate its results into an appeal to the Ninth Circuit. So this battle is far from over.
Okay. Mary Jo Pitzel, investigative reporter for the Arizona Republic. Mary Jo, thanks as always.
Thank you, Steve.